There's no explaining taste. To each his own. I know what I like when I see it. Admittedly, it is hard to set objective criteria when it comes to aesthetic appreciation. So how does one judge art? WFIU's Yael Cassander observed the judging of the paintings to be showcased in the Indiana Heritage Art Show, which opened last weekend in Nashville.
It's Monday morning, June 1st, and the Brown County Art Gallery is buzzing with activity. Members of the Indiana Heritage Arts Board, some clad in white cloth gloves, are moving paintings around and sharing observations. Board President Kathy Anderson is keeping close tabs on the spreadsheet on her laptop.
Okay, we're at 185.
Okay.
I have a database of all the artists' work that is still in the show, and as James says they're not in the show, I delete them from the database.
So you started with how many entries?
About 340.
From all over Indiana?
Mm-hmm, all over Indiana.
Rick Kelly is on the IHA board.
And outside state, but people that have had Indiana connections.
How many will be in the final show?
Oh, usually around 120.
Indianapolis art dealer Jim Ross is the director of the show.
So about two-thirds get cut. It's very selective, so it's quite an honor to get in.
Although the board is very involved this morning, who's in and who's not all comes down to one person, ultimately.
They're leaving it all on me.
This year's judge is painter James Richards, who teaches at the Atlanta Fine Arts Academy.
You have a big job. You have to eliminate two-thirds of these paintings. And so what are your criteria today?
The language of paint breaks down into just a few fundamentals. Good drawing, good shapes, good color, composition, brush quality, paint application. Those things are very readable, which ones are strong, which ones aren't.
Now what about adherence to a particular pictorial tradition? Is that one of the criteria? I hear you talk a lot about strength and weakness of design. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that crosses the board in all types of genres of work. You know, trash cans down an alley or, you know, a beautiful vista.
Still, you're not going to see any trash cans in the Indiana Heritage Arts Show.
What we're trying to preserve is the heritage style of painting.
Our real general mission is to serve artists, and one way is to provide this venue for them to show their work and get in front of the patrons and collectors.
At the same time, Indiana Heritage Arts is building up its own permanent collection.
We have now 15 paintings, and so we'll do this year a director's purchase award, so from this show we will purchase a painting. We're collecting for the future. Contemporary artists, it'll be tomorrow's historic artists.
We usually all just kind of wander around during the setup and when the judge is judging and decide what we like.
Pat Lloyd is another IHA board member.
And then we get together at the end of the day and discuss them and kind of try to come to consensus about the one painting we're going to get.
The day is still young, but board member Donna Tackett already knows what won't make the cut.
We would pick out something very contemporary because that's not us. So.
And so your choice won't be based necessarily on James' choice. It's going to be a separate decision.
It
right?
is. Okay. It is.
Meantime, on the other side of the gallery, Judge James Richards has found a modern masterpiece.
For instance, this piece here.
It's this beautiful seascape.
You could zoom in on any spot in this picture, and there's a picture within. There's a sophistication to the paint application. There's texture variety, color variety.
So it almost doesn't even matter what it is, right?
No, it doesn't. You could see a completely abstract painting there that, you know, speaks volumes.
While Donna and Pat are homing in on their favorite, too.
We like this floral because it has so many details of the interior setting with the windows and the books.
The warm colors are so pleasing to the eye. It would go well in either of our homes, too, but yeah.
By the end of the day, the 100-plus paintings that will hang in this year's Indiana Heritage Arts Show have been selected, as have the 21 paintings that will win awards worth a combined total of about $20,000. Judge Richards awards second prize to C.W. Mundy's Pacific Seascape, the one he'd admired so much. Diane Lyon's Peonies takes third, but that's the one the IHA will be keeping for their own. For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
The Indiana Heritage Arts 2015 show is on view at the Brown County Art Gallery in Nashville through June 20th.